She ordered me to take her husband. Now I'm the boss. Cuck Queens 12. Threesome Erotica, Lesbian Erotica, Bisexual Erotica. Written by Connie Cuck Queen. Narrated by Kelly Morgan. The email came totally out of the blue. She said her name was Sharon, that her husband's name was James, and that they were looking for a woman to help them explore their fantasy. I was already intrigued before I even saw the money they were offering. I had a kind of side gig as an escort that would occasionally sleep with clients, and I guess word was getting around. It was a great way to get me through law school, but I didn't ever want it to become my full-time job. I had my regulars, and I liked it that way, so I was always wary about accepting a new client. But this was just too juicy to refuse. The email was short but clear. I was to treat her husband to an experience he hadn't had in a while. She wanted him to enjoy someone younger, fitter, hotter than herself, and she wanted to watch the whole thing go down. Ordinarily, I was against cheating of any kind, but the fact she was the one requesting to be cheated on gave me a moral out. If a woman wants her husband to fuck someone else and wants to watch him do it, that's not really cheating, is it? Her schedule was kind of loose, so I even got to pick the date I wanted. I mulled it over for a day or two before finally replying, saying that I'd be more than willing to accept the offer and suggesting we do things at their place this weekend. Sharon must have been checking her emails every minute because she replied almost immediately. I could tell just from reading that she was excited to finally enact their fantasy, and again stressed that I shouldn't be worried about treating her badly. It was something she loved. Being the studious kind of gal that I am, I got to reading up on the kind of fetish they were into. Cuck queening, it was called, and it was more popular than I thought. I never imagined that so many women out there loved watching their husbands enjoy other women. Some of them even got involved, doing only the dirtiest of jobs. They'd put their husband's cock into another woman's pussy, or clean their husband's cum off the mistress. I would be the mistress, and they seemed to relish every second of it. It was certainly eye-opening. As the days passed, I thought about the weekend more and more. I became excited at the very notion of it, and whenever I remembered that I was also getting paid for it, I had to stifle a giggle. I really couldn't believe my luck, but the pulses didn't end there. When I finally got to see James, it was the icing on the cake.
"You must be the fabulous Ms. Tate,"
a tall, handsome figure said, opening the door that the email had led me to. "And you..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?